Well, Ricky, decent point, I thought there. We performed well, battled well. They're not a bad side.
Yeah, no, good point. I think it was important that we reacted well from the last two league defeats. It was important that we reacted well to conceding seven goals in those two defeats, but at the same time trying to maintain the level of performance that we showed when we was in possession, because in both of the two previous games we've played well, you know, but conceding seven goals suggests that you're still doing something wrong. So we've spoken a lot over the last week or so about things that we feel we can be better, and the players certainly did that tonight. I thought the way that they worked, the way that they fought for each other, but the more importantly their understanding of what's required when defending and how to defend and doing things properly was excellent. And you know, we eradicated the silly mistakes that we did at Dunstable, which led to goals, and I felt we played higher up the pitch, which probably led to some of the goals at Chippenham. So all in all, huge improvement defensively, well earned and well-deserved clean sheet. And yeah, I think based on the opposition, who were very good, lots of quality in their team, I think it was a good point.
Much more like St Ives' performance, mate.
Yeah, no, we did say that to the players afterwards. That's what we expect. And although the players in the last two games haven't consciously tried to do the wrong things, it's just at this level of football, when you do, you get punished. Yeah. So it's trying to make sure that you don't do them. And it's okay people saying sorry, but we don't want people to say sorry. We just want them to defend properly. Yeah. And they did that tonight, and they worked exceptionally hard. And I think it was a point was a fair result in the end. You know, I think they had more possession, but on chances created, you know, they had a couple. Certainly the block from Charlie Diaf, which was outstanding, the lad header that he put over the bar in the second half. They had a couple in the first half, but you know, Andrew Phillips' chance, and then we Joe Carden right at the end, Jack Higgs' free kick. So I think although we spent probably longer out of possession, you know, when we had it, we looked a threat, we created good chances, and I think it was a fair result.
Yeah, definitely. Another tough one coming up Saturday.
Yeah, they don't get any easier, do they? No. We've had a tough start to the season. The way that the league's panned out in the games we've played, you know, Merthyr, I expect them to be up there. Then you've got Dunstable, Slough, Chippenham. You know, so we've played Chesham, are up there as well. So we've had a tough run. You know, we now look forward to playing Leamington on Saturday, which is going to be another tough game. But I think if we continue to find fault in our performance, learn from that and improve it, but continue to play the way we have when we're in possession of the football, we're going to give ourselves a chance of beating any team in our league. And I think we've shown that in the last three games against good opposition. We are a competitive side. There are very small margins between winning and losing games, as we found out the hard way. So we now just need to make sure that, you know, we stay in games, and when we play Leamington Saturday, those fine margins swing in the way of our favour rather than the opposition, and we'll look to get a positive result and at home try and take 3 points.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nigel.